If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
If you spend $75 to go watch a concert and you don't watch the concert, I think there's something weird there. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, Billy, TJ, and Hope. We're talking about concert season, and we're not quite halfway through, but we have such a short summer that there's a lot of concerts that get crammed in between Memorial Day and Labor Day.
Yep.
And I've been at my fair share the last couple weeks. And I was recently at a show, and the lady ahead of me, Hope, you had mentioned a couple, 2 weeks ago, that there was a guy having a sexting conversation with somebody, and his text on his phone was so big you could read it from a couple aisles back.
Yeah, it was like a billboard. It's like a crime scene I couldn't look away from.
This lady that was sitting ahead of me, she was texting with somebody, which is, you know, whatever. But she appeared to be incredibly bored at the show. And it got to the point where halfway through the show, she was just clicking on icons. And they would open, and she'd immediately shut it. Swipe, 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 click on an icon. It would open, immediately shut it. And it was like shopping icons. And I could tell because same thing. She had the font blown up so big you could read it from a mile away. But she wasn't even looking at stuff. It was open, close, open, close, open, close, open, close. And I'm like, if you're that bored, why did you spend $75 on a ticket?
Right.
Like, how do you guys feel about going to shows alone? Have you?
I have been to a show alone. And I had a great time. I'd do it again if there's nobody who wanted to go with me.
I almost wonder if it was because it appeared to be husband and wife. And maybe he wanted to go. And she's just like, well, yeah, I'll go. I'll go. But she had zero interest in what was happening on the stage.
Wow.
I'd almost rather be by myself than having somebody who's like completely uninterested.
I do shows by myself. If my wife isn't interested and I want to go, I go. Movies. If I want to see it, nobody else wants to see it. All right. Smell you later. I'll be home in 3 hours.
Wow.
But concerts, you're so involved in what's in front of you. You are a social animal, so I can see that you don't want to go by yourself.
Yeah, I want to go with somebody. I don't know. But I would be particular with someone who at least wants to be there, at least wants to go, right?
It was so funny watching. And he could not watch.
Right.
She had the screen set to, you know, sunlight levels. So when she turned it on, it was like, it was
as bright as the stage. Touching icons on your screen.
Open, close, open, close. Not even like opening the shopping thing and shopping.
So the phone etiquette overall with the season, I would say, you know, people behind you can see it.
Well, at the Shania Twain concert on Saturday, Shania called somebody out from the stage and was like, hey, you in the white plaid shirt. I see you talking on the phone. I hope that something like really important's going on. I hope everything's okay. You just keep, you know, singing along, and then you pick up your phone and you're talking on the phone, and then you hang up, and then you're singing along again. And I love when you're singing along, but called him out. Person in front of me was FaceTiming the entire show.
Yeah.
It's like, you're the reason why I can't post a picture to my Instagram story right now using all the bandwidth.
My favorite is the people who are shooting videos and their light is on.
Yes.
So they're standing behind you and their light is lighting you up and the people in front of you.
Yes.
It's doing nothing for the stage. I don't know if they know that it's on. Maybe they don't notice that it's on.
That's
I don't know
what
how
I would
you
like
can't
think.
Because it's like standing in a dark room with a flashlight. There's no way you couldn't notice it. Could you imagine being at the Shania concert? Countdown to Shania. And she sees me in the audience.
Oh, hey, that's Bobby King.
It's Billy Kidd, Shania. It's Billy Kidd.
It's that guy who keeps calling me.
I had to ghost her. I didn't go to that show because my wife wanted to see Old Dominion, so we went to that one instead.
Yeah.
You think she was mad?
Does Val love Old Dominion like you love Shania?
I don't think anybody loves anybody like I love Shania.
So that was quite the sacrifice. I actually had multiple people ask me why you weren't at the Shania concert, and I said you were Old Dominion, and they were like, "Is Val obsessed with Old Dominion? Because that seems like a big sacrifice for Billy not to be here right now." They were
the
like
funniest.
Concerned, like it was like a wellness check needed to be done.
Well, I'm okay. I think I'm okay. But my niece was texting me, "Hey, are you here?" And I thought she was talking about Old Dominion. I'm like, yeah, I'm inside. Come find me when you get here. And she's like, oh, we're stuck in the parking lot. And I was like, stuck in the parking lot? Like, they couldn't, it took them forever to get in. She was at Shania.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even my niece was at Shania.
A lot of people thought you were there. I think Val just didn't want Shania to make eyes at you in the show.
It's probably
she was like, I gotta keep him removed.
Maybe Shania thought that guy was on the phone with you.
Could be.
And was like, it better be important. That better be Billy Kid on the phone you're talking to, or else you better hang up.
Asking him what time he's gonna be here.
Ask him where he is.
We are about halfway through the country concert season here in New York, where we have, what, a 12-week, 8-week window
very
of having concerts?
Amount.
Halfway through, but I just got to experience the debut of something at Darien Lake this weekend.
What's that?
Drum roll. You can now buy a bucket of cookies at the concessions at Darien Lake.
What kind of cookies?
Chocolate chip. It was the first weekend they did it, and we were the first people to order
it. Wait, how big are these cookies?
Cookies, I feel like a normal size.
Like softball size or smaller? Ooh. You know, you get the big one, like at the counter at like Salvatore's. They have the cookies that are like
softball. Yeah. This is a baseball. Smaller. It feels like in between a softball and a baseball.
And how many of these said cookies are in the bucket?
The bucket was a bucket.
Like popcorn size bucket?
Yeah, and it was full. There's easily like... We left the bucket there, so
and
I
it's
couldn't
full
tell
of
you
cookies?
How many cookies. And it was full of cookies. Also,
how much?
It was $25.
That's a little steep, but that's.
But if you're with a group,
that's gonna last too. That's not. You're not gonna blow through that like in three bites.
You had three already, and we've only had two. Now this bucket isn't bottomless. So
somebody's counting cookies.
I love that it's a bucket of cookies.
They also had soft serve ice cream in like pouches, like those applesauce pouches.
Oh, yes, yes.
We didn't have those because, you know, we had a bucket of cookies.
That is a brilliant idea because then it takes the mess out of it.
Right.
It was Darien Lake where I realized that there's a water that's packaged like an alcoholic beverage.
Yes.
Liquid Death.
Liquid Death. Liquid
oh my God, death. I had some Liquid Death this weekend. It was so good.
It's just water.
But it feels so much more refreshing in the can.
Right.
And that's what it was. And I thought the lady was like, I'm like, ma'am, I'm driving. I asked for water and she went back there and cracked it open and handed it to me. I was like, no, water. And she's like, it is water.
It is water.
Like, you moron.
They were very smart in their marketing. Yes. They saw a need for something like that where you wanted to feel like you fit in. So if everybody's got a can of something in their hands, you have a can in your hand too.
With like a, you know, rockin'
cool
name like Liquid Death. This isn't healthy at all.
We asked over on the station Facebook page, you know, it's concert season. What's some wild stuff that you've seen? And, you know, the usual stuff showed up. People standing in front of me. That kind of comes with the territory. By the way, I did ask again. Every artist, this has been my summer. Every artist I've spent time with, I asked about Syed. Sit your way down. A section where we voluntarily agree that we're going to sit down. So far, nobody has said they don't like the idea. Mm-hmm. The dude from Old Dominion said, I'm cool with it. He said the same thing Dylan Scott said the previous week.
As long as they're not in the front.
As long as they're not in the front, yeah. I need that front section up and partying and dancing, and I need that energy.
So
but
your
if you're
idea,
back,
there's no section that's going to be able to see if everyone up front is standing.
No, there's an angle.
Oh, they're at an angle.
So I would say I was in the 200. So you have the first section, and then you have the walkway that goes across. The first section going up from there, that's where you put Syed. And actually, we almost had Syed in the area that I was in, but there was three ladies that were dancing. And I would never, ever, ever ask anybody to stand or sit. You do what you want to do at the concert.
You're such
it's
a
on
grouchy
me.
Old man.
No,
now, what
no,
if
no,
I'm
no.
singing too loud? Will you tell
knock
me I'm singing
out.
Too loud?
I'm never going to tell you
excuse
to not sing.
Excuse me, I didn't pay.
That's not me.
Have someone stand in front of me or sing in my ear.
That's why my idea for Syed is we all voluntarily in this area agree to the terms of service.
Oh my gosh.
Then we're all happy. Everybody
so no
would
one's
be
allowed
happy.
To wear a hat, I assume.
I
a
never
big cowboy
said that.
Hat.
I never
How
said
are you going
to
see around it?
Because you're at an angle. You can see over them. But when you're standing directly in front of some old person like me that's sitting, I can't see around you. So I will just sit for a couple songs. I have a bad back. I can't stand on concrete for hours on end.
Right.
So I sit. And I know people around probably look at me and judge, but I physically won't be able to walk out of the venue if I have to stand there for 4 hours. Like being in the pit, I don't know how people do it. Maybe a couple of years ago I could have done that, but oof.
I love the pit. It's like my favorite place.
Pits are not for babies.
No.
And I'm not going to say which show this was at.
If you want to really experience a live,
get beer spilled
concert.
On you, yell, maybe be part of a fist fight.
Jump around.
Yeah. That's
no
what the
personal
pit's for.
Space.
Yes. There was a baby at a show. Hope you saw it too.
Baby.
I mean,
baby.
Like maybe a couple weeks old baby.
Oh.
No ear protection, no sling, no nothing. Just lady carrying baby. And
like down in the front, like towards the pit.
Somebody could bump into you. There's, dang. You know, things get a little shovey down there sometimes. Somebody could shove, you know, and then you there's a baby
yeah,
on your chest.
Yeah, there's no rules in the pit.
Just, I mean, I yeah, watched that.
It's like Fight Club down there.
Right. And it's not like it's open warfare, but stuff happens in the pit because everybody's standing.
People are drinking.
So, like, why would you put your kid in that situation?
I don't
have a babysitter. Well, go hang out on the lawn where there's nothing going on. Not that there's nothing that ever happens up there either, but at least you're not like on top of each other up there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I saw that and I actually felt bad for the little baby because that is loud. It is loud. And do they even make little headphones for headset size?
I don't even know if they make them for 1 month old size.
Somebody just texted in. We were at the Weird Al concert last week. Most everyone was voluntarily doing your SIAD.
That good, huh?
It appears as though there is a country music-based comedy movie in the works. Talk about that inside Country Music News coming up and what we know about it. But first, Dolly Parton. We've been talking about this new musical that's been in the work for a while. They had their first preview in front of a live audience, and Dolly Parton was there to celebrate. It's called Dolly, a True Original Musical. It's previewing in Nashville. This is all in preparation for the show's Broadway debut, which is going to happen next year. Dolly and the director said some words before opening night, and as always, Dolly was Dolly. She said, she laid down the law. She said, every time you hear a song, you know, you're going to want to sing along to it. Well, don't. This ain't no hootenanny. This is a Broadway musical.
Yeah, so get yourself together.
But you know that crowd.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be singing all these classic songs. This is a pretty wild story. Dylan Marlowe. Wasn't he at our Eclipse party?
Yes, he was at the Rock the Eclipse Festival at the Rochester Museum and Science Center.
Mm-hmm. So he performed the show. Walked around the neighborhood, enjoyed Rochester, didn't get kicked out, but apparently at a concert this weekend, he performed and then got kicked out of the venue. It was Country Jam USA. It was in Wisconsin. Got kicked out shortly after he finished his set. Apparently, Jake Owen was the headliner, so Dylan did his show, and then he walked out, and he was out in the venue somewhere that people weren't allowed. So it could be like a little lawn area off to a corner that was cordoned off. Security walked up and said, you can't be there. Now, nobody has a recording of what was said. I'm sure we're not getting the full story here. But words were exchanged between him and the security guard. The security guard grabbed him, folded up, tightened his shirt behind, you know, like he had his fist in Dylan's
dang.
Back, and physically walked him out of the venue. I don't give an F. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you just came from. I have an all-access pass. I don't care. So his friend is recording all of this. He posted it on social media. I saw the video yesterday. It's gone. He took it down. Says he thought about it, felt bad. Which, let's be real, he thought about it, and maybe he was worried about some other videos being posted. Because I have a feeling some words that were exchanged probably weren't nice words.
Right.
Because most of the time, security people are pretty cool. They deal with drunk people all the time.
Yeah.
And if he didn't know who Dylan was...
Does Dylan have people... Is he to that?
Yeah, he's got people.
Yeah, I'm surprised like his people let him get kicked out. Like, whoa.
I don't think he had time.
Okay.
He was, the video I saw was him and probably somebody in the band was just kind of standing in a little corner and they were being walked out. And the friend was just recording the whole thing as they were walking and they were laughing about it. But, you know, his bus is parked out back. He's collecting a paycheck, so who knows? I'm sure we'll find out in the next week or so what really happened, but he said he felt bad that he posted it, so he took it down. So I had mentioned that there's a movie in the works about country music. It's Kevin James. Remember I said last week, why is Kevin James popping up all over the place in the country world?
He was at a Jelly Roll concert.
He was dressed just like Jelly Roll up on stage.
He was in a music video or something.
Yep, he was in a music video. He popped up on a Thomas Rhett concert on stage. So it turns out he's making a movie about country music. And it appears that he was on Jimmy Kimmel Live and Jelly Roll was guest host. And they announced that he said, Kevin, you've been preparing for a film I know you're excited about. You're coming into the country music space and you're going to shoot a country music film. And apparently Jelly Roll is going to be in it, too.
Okay.
So
makes sense. Makes sense.
Both funny. It's got to be a comedy.
It would have to be. Kevin James isn't going to be. I don't know. It's not going to be doing Schindler's List or something.
Right. There's plenty of fun stuff in country music that you can kind of poke fun.
It's got to be a comedy.
And a lot of these guys in the industry have a great sense of humor.
Right.
So I can only imagine the backstage stuff. Like, what if it's a mockumentary?
That would be awesome. Like The Office, where you look at the camera.
Right.
And then look back.
So they didn't give any other details other than it's a country themed movie. Jelly Roll and Kevin James. We don't have a title. We don't know when it's coming out, but it should be fun.
Yeah, absolutely.